It's time for another school district update on Castle Country Focus. I'm Dave Hokanson. With me this morning is Mike Keller. Now, Mike is the principal at the Castle Valley Center. Mike, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Dave.
How are things at Castle Valley Center? Always an exciting time over there.
It is. Things are going well.
You talked briefly about some new addition that you've got going on over there. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, I would imagine the listening audience has gone by and wondered, what's that big plastic thing in the kind of on the west end of the school there? And it's a covering while workers proceed in spite of the weather, the considerable snow we've had. They work every day, and we're getting us a new addition. It'll consist of our hallway. It'll extend out to the west toward the grass field, and then two new classrooms and three bathrooms, and then a large multipurpose room where our adults will move from their current setting.
So you need the space.
We do.
It's time.
We do, and the school district's been very good to help us, and our school board and our current administration advocated for this addition, and we're so pleased to see it taking place. As you've noticed, perhaps we have trailers outside of the building right now, and students in those trailers. This addition will allow us to bring all of our students within the building itself. It's better for safety. It's better for we don't have students outside in days like this slipping on the ice and moving around. And
so, what classes are going to go into those two new classrooms?
We have our older students now out in one of those trailers, and then we also do our occupational and physical therapy. Those will all move inside the building now and be able to have easy access to restrooms, and it'll just be a much better situation than it is right now.
All right, and when are you anticipating them to have that finished for you?
They're moving right ahead, as I mentioned. I think they started in September, and they said their target date is April. And the brick walls are about up, and then they'll put, the beams are there to put for the roof, and I think that they'll place those hopefully in the next couple of weeks, and then they can roof it all in, and then the interior work can be done, and it's moving quickly. I'm really pleased. Myself and our staff and our students every day stop at the end of the hallway and look out there, and we're able to see the progress each day of this construction.
So it's exciting times out there, getting a little bit more space out at Castle Valley Center.
Yes.
All right. We talked also a little bit about a new initiative you've got going on up there, the new hands, new words, and why don't we talk a little bit about that and tell us about that one.
Yes, our overall goal this year for our students is to increase their communication skills in appropriate ways. For example, ask someone for help, express themselves, and also take some initiative telling people hello and how are you. And so we've broken this down into little parts, and earlier in the year we expressed and worked with our students on using nice words to each other. And we've had a lot of fun with that. We've made a short video of our students and have music to using nice words, and they've enjoyed seeing themselves on the video and on pictures in the hallway. Now we're moving on to nice hands, nice touch, with the idea that people don't appreciate it if you hit them or pull their hair, and we're having a lot of success with our students with this initiative, and we'll move on until by the end of this school year. Hopefully they'll be able to ask for help appropriately and talk to one another using nice words and nice hands.
And so that's the main goal, is to just kind of expand that the communications between them and the staff there.
Exactly. Yes, that's our goal for this year.
And that really, really helps with these kids that sometimes they don't know how to say what they need.
Exactly.
They really don't, and it's good that you guys are working with them and working towards these goals. That's a nice thing.
Well, thank you.
And excuse me, the whole thing about as we talked a little bit before the interview. I have a nephew that's gone out there since he was 3 years old, and it gets, you know, you don't want to use the word frustrating. You just don't. But sometimes they just don't know how to say what they mean.
Exactly.
And that's where this comes in, and I think that's a great thing that you guys are working on out there. So we've got the new edition coming that we're so excited about. That's coming in the spring, plus this new hands, new words, and the main goal of that is just to increase the communications between the students and the staff out there, and that's a great thing.
Yes, and with their parents and in the community in general.
All right, anything else we got going on? We need exciting stuff?
Well, I just always like to express gratitude to our wonderful community. We live here in Castle Country. We just have lots of support for our students from parents and others, and we appreciate that very much. As always, we welcome anybody to walk in and volunteer and ask for a tour, see what's going on. We love to have people come and see our program and also meet our students.
And it's, you know what, it's amazing the work that you guys do out there. It really is. I've spent a little bit of time out there and these kids, there's just so much, I don't know how else to say it. There's so much love that comes from these kids that it's great. It really is.
Well, thank you.
For information on this and other Castle Country Focus interviews, make sure you go to our website, castlecountryradio.com.